true, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's gotta pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch can be more sincere than this one.
Oh, I love that.
That's
Charlie Brown, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. I'm going out into the pumpkin patch, waiting for the Great Pumpkin.
You're going to wait. You waited all weekend. He didn't show up.
Never showed up.
So you're going to be out there tonight.
Hopefully tonight. You have to have rain gear with me.
Okay, so if you're going to spend the evening looking for the Great Pumpkin, what's your favorite candy that you're going to do that with?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I have a lot of favorite candies.
Yes.
I've had three this Halloween season so far.
Okay.
Let me give them to you in order, if I may.
Okay. Break these down.
Yes, I started out with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yes.
I ate through those in my little orange pumpkin. Then I went through the Snickers, the fun-size Snickers.
All right.
So I ate through those. And then I just reloaded yesterday in the hope that we might actually see a trick-or-treater or two. And this time I got the little fun-size chocolate M&Ms.
Oh, chocolate M&Ms.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Those are all chocolate candies. Now, if you were to go for a non-chocolate candy, what are you going to get?
That is a very good question.
Do you ever eat non-chocolate candy?
Yes, I would. You know what? I don't know if they make fun sizes of these, but I'd probably have to go with the larger ones if they don't do the fun size. I used to love, as a kid, Paydays.
Paydays covered with chocolate?
No, it's not. Paydays are nuts and caramel.
Is it?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Don't go wrong on the Paydays.
And it's not covered in chocolate, huh?
No. Paydays are just nuts and caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah, and then you buy
they're kind of salty,
chewy.
Right?
Yeah, salty.
A little
they're
salty.
A salty sweet. Yeah.
Salty sweet. I love it.
Yeah.
I've got, so here's what's going in my dish today. It is a mix of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, plain Hershey bars.
Yeah.
Hershey bars with almonds.
Okay.
And there's one other. There's four variety in there. Mm-hmm. I can't think of what. Oh, Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, yeah.
Full-size Kit Kats. So that's what is going out to the kids who might be knocking on my door, which last year was none. But I kept the lights off last year, too.
Right.
Because I didn't want anybody coming to the door or anything.
Okay.
So.
You know what you should get for this year, though? I'm just thinking about it. Or for today in general, speaking, is the $100,000 bar given for the Megabucks Powerball.
I'm going to maybe get myself a ticket.
Yes.
But now I've been kind of thinking because of that. All I have are chocolate goodies to give away. So I might stop and maybe get a couple bags of Skittles or Starburst.
Yeah.
Starburst.
Right.
Something to, you know, really give your fillings a run.
See, I got to go with chocolate. I can't do.
You just got to do the chocolate.
Got to be chocolate.
Well, I did some looking. You would not be alone, David. So there's some favorites across the United States, according to CandyStore.com.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top five that people will buy in the U.S. Just purchasing. Number one, peanut butter cups.
Yeah, there you go.
They're famous. They want them.
Interesting. Yeah.
Number two, Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what are Skittles?
Right. Remember, they're just the little round dots. They're fruit flavored, and they got a little crunchy coat, you know, outer coating with a chewy center.
Right. Is that what E.T. liked? Did they?
No, those were the peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Pieces, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. That's what he was after.
They're not on the top 10 at all.
Okay.
M&M's are, though.
Yeah.
Followed by Starburst.
All right.
So those are that. But then here's what's funny. They also found out what is the worst candies. 10 worst candies ever.
Okay.
Like, don't do these.
Yeah.
See what you think about these.
Okay.
Circus peanuts.
Just peanuts in general?
No. They were those candies that were like a fluff. It was in the shape of like a little peanut, but they were like almost like a fluff kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird candy. Candy corn.
Candy corn, yeah.
I like candy
corn. I don't mind candy corn. I don't ever eat it, but I don't mind it.
How about Necco wafers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like
Necco. Boy, that's old school.
That's real old school.
Yeah.
Also, the wax cola bottles. Hmm. These are all really old. Tootsie Rolls are on here. I like Tootsie Rolls.
Gosh, that's a good question. I haven't had a Tootsie Roll in a long time.
I love it. I love it.
Those are those will get your fillings.
Those will definitely get your fillings. So enjoy this. So then, looking at the U.S., this interactive map for the state of Washington. If you were on that side of the river, the number one candy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never guess.
For Washington,
it is
okay. A
Tootsie Roll Pop.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
How many licks? Remember the the owl.
One, two, three. That's all he could get through, and then he'd bite it.
And then number one in Oregon, M&M's.
M&M's. All right.
I like peanut M&M's.
Do you?
Yeah. That's definitely my favorite.
See, I wavered on that when I bought them yesterday. Because they had the little fun size of the chocolate ones and the peanut ones, and I went with the chocolate ones only.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Yeah.
How much money do you think people are spending this year, 2022, on candy only?
Is this per household?
No, overall.
Overall.
And here's a little over or under. Is it more or less than the Powerball jackpot?
I am going to say it is more than the $1 billion Powerball jackpot.
You are most definitely correct. In fact, if candy spending was a Powerball jackpot, it would be the greatest of all time. $3.1 billion.
That is crazy.
$3.1 billion.
Candy.
In candy.
Yeah.
Just for Halloween.
Wow. I wonder on, because, you know, a lot of people buy candy for the Easter baskets. So
yes.
I'm wondering if Halloween outdoes Easter. Probably does.
I think it might.
Yeah.
I think it might. Because a lot of people don't probably celebrate Easter baskets or bunnies, but a lot of people like their Halloween.
Yeah.
So anyways, it is tonight. Kids will be out.
Yes.
So please be careful. Parents, look over their candies. I always used to say with the kids when I'd look over theirs and I'd grab one, I'd tell them, oh, this one's opened. You can't have it.
One for me, one for you.
That's exactly it. So we hope you enjoy today's second cup and have a happy Halloween.